Hey, it's Chris from The Morning Mix. Today we learned about your horrifying first dates. I don't recommend that you pee with the door open. And if you're going to make a necklace out of an old toenail, you might have a family heirloom on your hands. That and much more right now on The Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's time to build our Total Eclipse playlist. Now, the first song that comes to most people's minds is Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. What other songs belong on our Total Eclipse playlist? We got a lot of options coming in here. Bad Moon Rising, CCR, 708.
Oh,
I like that
point.
847, Walking on the Sun, Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. 630, Dark Side of the Moon, 100%.
Okay.
It's the End of the World, REM, and we heard REM on Friday with Man on the Moon.
That's true. A lot of lunar references there. Well, one.
219, it's got to be Manfred Mann's Earth Band and Blinded by the Light.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good option for the playlist. Kind of like that. Annie, the sun will come out tomorrow, or maybe at like 2:15 p.m.
Right.
Come out twice today.
Come out this afternoon.
Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
Oh, wow. Song about dying.
There you go. 224, Back in Black.
Oh, fun. Yeah. little AC/DC.
I like that AC/DC when they're like,
oh, fun.
One day there's going to be a woman in Chicago, and she's going to go, oh, fun.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's so cute.
Love it.
So sweet. Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. I think we had that one. You Are My Sunshine. Don't Take Away My Sunshine. You Got to Have Soundgarden and Black Hole Sun.
Classic.
How about, let's see, Bark at the Moon, Ozzy Osbourne.
That's why he was wherever in Southern Illinois that it was totality last time, playing that song live as it happened. It was a big moment.
Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Hey, what about our girl Colby Calais and Brighter Than the Sun?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of antithetical in a weird way. I kind of like it because it's brighter than the sun, but the moon is in fact in its way. So, but you got to have The Weeknd and Blinding Lights. Now, we're going to hang on to all these songs today, and we'll rattle them in. We'll shake them in as we can throughout the morning. We got a whole bunch of other options that came in. You know, we didn't even get to Dancing in the Dark with Springsteen, which we could do later today if anybody wants to choreograph something. Corey Hart. Because he wears his sunglasses at night.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for that.
You kind of referenced it. I never thought about it this way, but you could do like the sun could be singing, move, get out the way.
Yes!
Get out the
that's
you know what I mean?
Fun, like, a little ludicrous.
Yeah.
Someone texted, how about Houdini from Dua Lipa? Because that's what the sun's going to do. So a lot of options.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Date night. Why don't you, let's go get brunch. You know what? Cancel brunch. Come over tonight and we'll watch a movie. Let's move the date by 10 hours. It'll be great. Come on over, watch a movie. So a woman agrees. Okay, fine. She had met a guy at a bar. They were supposed to go to breakfast. They canceled the breakfast. She went over to his place to watch a movie was the plan. Then, because, oh, the place is so dirty. Sorry, we got to hang out in my room. This is the only TV that works. Yeah, the couch. You can't sit on the couch. You got to sit on my bed. This guy's really putting in the work. Then he goes and he pees with the door open. And that was it for her. So she left. And then I did not share with you all. On the way home, she received a text message from the man that read, "You seemed uncomfortable when you left. Is everything okay?" To which she simply replied, "I just lost the spark." That's it.
Nice way to put it.
She's very polite. Horrified on a first date. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you. Now, what happened on the first date?
Oh, man. I went to go pick up her at her parents' house. And as I'm waiting, there's crusty little fingernails and toenails sitting on the dresser. Clippings. It was so disgusting.
You were sure they were hers?
I was 100% positive they were hers. I saw her feet later in the day, and they definitely matched some fingers.
Oh, watch out. So it didn't turn you off enough to go then and see her feet. So that's good.
No, I was super hungry. I had to go to dinner.
Wow.
Okay. Seven-layer dip. Yeah. I don't even know where we are. All right, watch out. Hi, Nikki. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet a fellow Nikki. Nikki, say hi to Nikki. Nikki to Nikki.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Now, what happened on the first date?
Okay, so it was my event that I caused. I went out to dinner, and I must have chosen something a little too spicy, and I blew the biggest snot bubble across from my date. Yuck.
Oh, so it was your fault. So this is pretty bad. Now, was there a second date?
So we've been together for 23 years.
Wow.
Snot and all.
Of course, he's that type of guy. Was like, did I just see that? And I was horrified. I mean, it was like date number two. So it was pretty bad.
He's like, I'm going to marry that snot bubble.
All right, stay right there, snot bubble, Nikki. Okay. Finally. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning.
First date over at Culver's. You guys went for some Butterburgers. What happened?
Yeah, that wasn't the plan. We originally had planned on going to a restaurant, but he texted me. He got there early and said, no, let's go to Culver's instead. I got there. He already ordered food before I even got there. And he was wearing this, like, black leather, like, lace-up top, which everybody has their own style, but on a first date and at Culver's was interesting. And he stopped talking about himself the entire time, never asked me a question.
Now, for the record, Julia, I thought you and I had a really good time that night. I don't understand why. A lace-up leather top. I agree. And, you know, wear whatever you want, but just that combined with the guy sitting at the booth eating a Butterburger when you walk in is a lot.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
What is the largest height difference between you and your partner? Here we go. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy, how tall are you?
5'3".
Okay, and how tall is your husband?
6'5"
and 5'3". Do people often ask you guys, hey, how do you do it?
No, that one's not come up, but it's more about furniture. Like, we can't buy a couch together.
Okay, got it.
So, no, not the other question, though.
Are there any other issues that come up in your day-to-day life? Like, is he putting cereal on a high shelf that you can't reach?
Because my daughter's also extremely tall, so they find it funny that I have to have a step stool in the kitchen to pretty much get anything. And my theory is if you put it up that high, then you're never seeing it again if I'm the cooker. So it works out.
Do you guys share a car? So when you drive, when you get in, are you like, oh, man, I can't even touch this pedal?
Yeah, we do. But we have one that has, like, the little sucker, the button. So I know I've won, you too, and... But he does get angry if I start the car and I forget to push it back. He's a little difficult for him to get in.
Oh, right, because he's like crawling in. Yeah.
How do I even do it? All right, so Kathy, she's 5'3", he's 6'5". Hi, Alexis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alexis, what is your height?
I'm 5 feet.
You're 5 foot flat, and then how tall is he?
6'3".
Almost 6'4". Is that 15 inches? Yeah. Is that right? Wow. Okay. Now, how did you guys meet?
We met at a bar in Wrigleyville.
Okay, and you just saw a belly button, and you were like, that's a really nice belly button. I should go talk to it.
I was like, that is just, no, actually, I jumped on him thinking he was somebody else, and he just caught me and was like, wow, this is something.
Look, guys, I got a doll. That's great.
I got a doll.
Yeah. Now, Alexis, have people asked you guys, hey, how do you do it?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
People you know or like random people when they first meet you?
Well, I'm a teacher, so my students are in that age where they think that's so hysterical, so they've asked.
So every year, how old are your students?
They're middle school.
Okay. So every year, you're like, all right, here it comes. They're going to start this bit again.
Yep, here it comes. They meet him, and they're like, whoa.
Do you guys have kids?
We do, and they are very tall.
Okay,
they're
so you figured it out. That's great.
Huge.
Just huge kids. I would wonder, too, do people ask him all the time, like, do you play basketball or volleyball?
No, because he's Finnish, so he's just big. So they just think he's big.
Wow, burly. Okay. He's just big and burly. Look how excited she is.
Yeah, painting this picture. No wonder you ran and jumped into his lap.
Hey, pick me up there, brawny man. All right, so Alexis has a 6'3 husband. She is 5 foot flat. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. Dave, how tall are you?
I am 6'7".
6'7"? You're going to see the eclipse before the rest of us. Jesus. All right, so you're 6'7", and how tall is she? 5'3". We found it. The biggest height difference. 5'3", all the way up to 6'7". How'd you guys meet?
Right. We actually met in high school at a summer camp.
Oh, wow. And you've been together ever since?
We have.
Were you 6'7" then?
Actually, I was only 6'6" then. I grew another inch.
Wow.
Show off.
You'd think there'd be no more room to grow, and yet there was another one.
Now, was she 5'3" then, right? Or was she like 4'8", and she went all the way?
No, actually, she was taller, and as we've gotten older, she has shrunk.
Wow, I'm sure she's so pleased that you're telling everybody that.
She's telling all that, Dave.
Oh, I know. Killed it.
Well, give us the long and the short of it, Dave. Do people ask you guys, how do you do it? Have you guys gotten that question?
We don't get that a lot every once in a while, but she is so beautiful. They just know that I'll do whatever it takes.
Oh, that's why she's riding on his shoulders. Get away from her.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
This woman had her toenail removed, and then instead of having it incinerated, she decided to turn it into a necklace that she plans to pass down through the generations. So prepare for this, because that's her big plan. She said, no. I want my grandkids and their kids to have this thing. So get ready. The old toenail necklace.
That's going to be a trend. Is this trending, Violetta? Is it going to be coming up and be glad? It's trying.
Imagine if in like 50 years, her great-great-granddaughter or whatever it is wearing it like, oh, this is my something borrowed.
Oh my God.
I have to wear this at the wedding. It's my great-grandmother's toenail.
It might be blue. Might not as well. I don't know. It's so gross.
What's your freaky family heirloom? Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
You guys have a freaky family heirloom?
We do, yeah.
Well, what is it?
So my grandma, she loves birds, and she's had a couple over her lifetime, and the ones that she thought were very pretty, when they died, she put them in the freezer. So we have frozen birds waiting for us whenever it's her time.
How old is the oldest frozen bird?
I don't remember her having birds as a child, but I remember playing with the frozen birds from time to time. So they are probably 30 years old.
Hi, Tiffany. back up. Hang on a second. We got to hit the brakes here for just a second. Oh, you're playing with the frozen birds? What does that mean? What does that mean?
We would ask my grandma if we could see the birds, and she would take them out, and we would hold them and pet them, and then we would put them back in. We're basically the little kid on Dumb and Dumber.
Pretty bird. That's all he was thinking about. Wait. Okay, I'm sorry. I have a lot of questions, but I'm going to start with just one. Are they wrapped in, like, tinfoil, or are you unwrapped the birds, or are the birds just in there, like, freewheeling?
They're just in a little cardboard box.
Okay.
And they're all just in there frozen.
Quick follow-up.
Just frozen, yeah.
Tiffany, hi. If we go over to your grandmother's house for dinner, she pulls something out of the freezer. Has this pork roast been resting next to the frozen birds?
100%. So let me... The birds are in the garage freezer.
Okay. I'm not prepared for this. I'm not coming to the dinner.
Yeah, I might just have to go back and listen to the recording of the entire story from the beginning to really grasp exactly what's going on. But it's your family tradition,
right?
What can you do?
Families are families, you know?
That's right.
It's nice.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Time for your Mix Top 6 things you got to know about the eclipse when it comes to the phases. The first phase will be first contact. That's when the moon will begin to pass in front of the sun. First contact. It's when you start to just see the sliver of that moon in front of the sun. Step number 2 is second contact, marked by a single bright spot or a diamond ring that you'll start to notice. Then we have totality. Totality is when the moon has entirely covered the solar disk. Then we will have third contact in fourth place. Confusing,
yeah.
I know.
Okay.
The moon's going to start to inch itself away from the sun because the sun, they thought things were going well, but the sun's going to say something inappropriate. And the moon's going to start to move away. Like, all right, buddy.
Which is the part, if you said it already, I apologize. Which is the part when the moon hits your eye like a big a pizza pie?
And at fifth, in its fourth contact, the moon will completely move away from the sun, thus hitting your eye like a big a pizza pie. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And then the final stage, stage number six, normal life resumes. That's stage six. Just your regular life resumes.
Someone did a chart of this with Oreos, and I thought that was the best explanation.
As well they should.
And a great snack.
And then you can eat it. Even if you don't understand it, you're like, yeah, sure, it makes sense.
Now, some more facts for you, because what other day are we going to use these except for today when we have a... Tens of millions of people will live in the path of the highly anticipated solar eclipse. So, here's a list of local times to see the total eclipse in states with the best views. Texas, get your butt to Dallas, because between 1:40 and 1:44 p.m., totality.
Waxahachie, Texas, I believe, is the place where it's going to be like at the best.
What'd you call me?
Exactly. I'm not kidding.
Oklahoma, you want to be there at 1:45 p.m. through 1:49 p.m. Get to Little Rock in Arkansas from 1:51 to 1:54. Get over to Missouri, you guys, in Poplar Bluff from 1:56 to 2 p.m. If you're in Kentucky chowing down on that fried chicken, guess what? Totality from 2 to 2:02 in Kentucky. But you got to be somewhere near Paducah. Okay.
Yeah, good
Carbondale,
idea.
Carbondale, here we are in Carbondale, 1:59 to 2:03. You and Tom Skilling next to his camper, as we've seen on TV this morning. Indiana, Evansville, you're going to experience totality from 2:02 to 2:05.
Okay.
Page number four.
Violetta and I have literally closed our eyes multiple times.
That's
during,
how I think
that's
better.
Right.
Yeah.
Focusing.
That's what you're going to want to do when that eclipse happens if you don't have the glasses.
Yeah, so true.
Can't warn you enough. If you're in Cleveland, 3:13 to 3:17.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, also our apologies.
Yeah.
Because you just, no matter what happens, you're still in Cleveland.
Yeah.
There you have it. Get out there and check out the eclipse today.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Starting off with a new popular fruit that you might want to try. It's called breadfruit. Has anyone had it?
Breadfruit?
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to make sure I heard that clear.
I've had fruit.
Okay, so I guess not. I'll describe it to us. So it's basically the size of a hand, bright green, kind of a bumpy outside. And they describe the inside as starch-like, white. The flavor profile, like an artichoke heart. Very popular in certain areas. They eat them like pickles. And then you can eat them raw or boiled. And the breadfruit, when it's fully ripe, is going to be a little bit softer. Also has the profile notes of nutty potato.
Mm-hmm. Does it come with a dipping sauce?
No, it doesn't. And then others say so. Finally, others say it tastes like bread, i.e. the name breadfruit. So kind of a starchy, white, artichoke-y thing.
All right.
Nutty Potato should be a children's show, though.
Yeah, Nutty
You're
Potato.
Here. Or at least a book series.
Maybe. Let's start with that and then
The
expand.
Adventures of the Nutty Potato.
Exactly.
Kind of fun.
Yep.
Next up, we have all heard the saying, everything happens for a reason. Well, there's some trending audio today that might pop into your head whenever something crummy happens.
I know that everything happens for a reason, but have you ever been sitting there like, what was the reason?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Seriously. And some people are putting that like on top of like a spill. Like they're using it like when something spills on their keyboard or whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah. What was the reason?
Why did that happen?
Exactly.
You stub your toe. Why?
I know. Maybe not everything happens for a reason.
Mm-mm.
But today we have a very big thing happening, which is the solar eclipse.
Oh.
It's happening around here. We're not going to see total. We're not going to see totality. exactly. But so that means if we're not seeing totality, you need to be wearing special sunglasses the entire time if you're going to be looking up. 94% totality here in the Chicagoland area. We were talking about earlier, like, I don't have any sunglasses yet, but I want them. And so I looked up a list of places that you could still get them today. And kind of for free. Some of them aren't. So libraries across the Chicagoland area holding events and giving away free sunglasses. So check that out in your neighborhood. We have My Eye Doctor, which is a company. They are expert approved solar eclipse glasses. They have 400 locations apparently in 20 states, and they're going to be doing free glasses there. Jenny's Ice Cream, in addition to launching special solar eclipse themed ice cream flavors, they're also going to be doing free sunglasses with a purchase.
That's a double win.
I know. Right there. It's like a 70 degree day. You go get some Jenny's ice cream, you get the glasses, and you watch the sun disappear.
Let's go now.
Let's go. And lastly, of course, the Adler Planetarium giving away free sunglasses. Outside of the Adler, there's also like these big, like a big viewing thing that looks like sunglasses that you can just like, you don't have to put them to your face, and everybody can kind of stand behind them and watch the total eclipse. Thousands of people are expected to join the solar eclipse at the Adler Planetarium. And I have a little quote from my favorite artist, Bruce Springsteen, as he once said, "Mama always told me not to look into the eyes of the sun, but Mama, that's where the fun is." Just grab some glasses.
What a deep cut quote.
That's blinded cut. By the light.
Blinded by the
which
light.
Which he wrote and did originally and became more famous by somebody else.
Look at that. Revved up.
There you go.
Like a deuce.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.